show over the weekend, and I thought, I have not had Mo Brooks on, and I can't tell you when. Why is that? I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. But everybody knows Congressman Mo Brooks ably represented the state of Alabama as one of the more conservative members of Congress from the 5th District. He still hails from the Huntsville region, and he's busy being a granddad and doing all the things that are probably a lot more fun than politics right now. And he's on the line. Mo Brooks, how are you doing?
Doing great, Phil. Always a pleasure to be on your show, and enjoy listening to you in the afternoon.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. You are an OG right side ruffian, absolutely.
I've got the shirt to prove it.
And you got the shirt to prove it. That's exactly right. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you know it or not, but we actually stole JP away from Dale Jackson's studio. He's in studio with us now.
Hey, Congressman, I don't know if I've talked to you since you went 10 for 10 on my college football show, but I want to tell you that I am very impressed, and you're the only one to do that so far.
Well, I hope I continue with that lucky streak. You'll note that I don't bet on the game, so I'm not that confident.
Nice. Very good enough. Well, listen, Congressman, let me just ask your thoughts on the notions of October surprise. We've got stuff happening that's both official capacity, and we expect things unofficially all the time. We look at whether the media will collude. But give me your thoughts on the next 30 days and what should we expect?
Well, a couple of thoughts initially. First, it's supposed to be a surprise, which means you and I shouldn't know about it.
Oh, okay. It's true.
But second, the surprise has been accelerated. The October surprise saying comes from elections that were on Election Day in November. And so October was right before November, so that's when there'd be some surprise attack by one major candidate against the other. Typically what they would do is try to get some third party to be the one that launches the attack so that it doesn't stain the campaign that's really behind it. And this happens a lot, particularly in the presidential races, okay? But now with voting having started in September,
yeah,
you're finding some of these attacks are launched a little bit earlier. You saw the North Carolina governor's race, which is a key state. It's one of the half dozen or so battleground states where they talked about the Republican gubernatorial candidate, who's a staunch ally of Donald Trump, being on these pornographic websites saying a lot of things that the political gurus say would alienate a whole bunch of voters.
Yeah.
And apparently it has alienated a whole bunch of voters. So that was a September surprise, because September is when North Carolinians can start voting. So we'll see what it plays out. Occasionally there is something that doesn't come from the campaign. It might be a Middle Eastern conflict that breaks out unexpectedly. It might be some kind of movement in the Ukraine-Russian war. It could be China attacking Taiwan. It could be some terrorist attack on the United States. There are foreign influences on American elections, and that also would fit the bill of being an October surprise. But quite frankly, with it being a surprise, I don't know what it is. However, since I'm in the middle of a lot of this, Phil, you're in the middle of a lot of this, and since the Democrats have a long history of trying to steal elections, really, I don't put anything past them anymore.
No.
So it won't be much of a surprise to me which strategy unfolds this October.
Yeah, I mean, you make a great point. The fact that we're actually in an election season now, not just an election day coming up, that it's almost like it's pretty soon we're going to be having August surprises. And then again, maybe July with the switch.
We did have an August surprise. That was Kamala Harris being the nominee.
That's about to say. With July being the demise of the Biden campaign, then maybe the July-August surprise was that suddenly we had a new candidate. Let me ask you this. Your thoughts on the fact that here at the tail end, you know, coming into the month of October, we learned this past Friday that the Department of Justice under Biden-Harris has decided to sue the state of Alabama for daring to take non-citizens off its voter rolls. Your thoughts on that?
Well, some quick background. National Voter Registration Act of 1993 is the same legislation that makes it illegal, repeat that, illegal for voter registrars to require proof of citizenship when a foreigner comes to register to vote. That is a travesty. Yeah. It's an invitation to non-citizens to control the outcomes of our elections. And it's a travesty that our two Alabama senators voted for that son of a gun. Back then, it was Richard Shelby and Hal Heflin. And they did so even though six of the seven Alabama congressmen, including three or four Democrats, voted against it in the House. So Richard Shelby, you know, he left his mark with this thing passing, making it illegal for us to deny voting access to non-citizens because it's illegal for us to ask for proof of citizenship. So let's get to where we are today with the second bad part of it. Here you've got the Alabama Secretary of State who is trying to remove thousands of what the Secretary of State believes are non-citizens from our voting rolls. You think that would be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, whether it's a goof-up on the part of the Secretary of State, I don't know, but in the same National Voter Registration Act of 1993 that makes it illegal to require proof of citizenship when the foreigner comes in to register to vote, there's also a provision that says, well, you can't get rid of these illegal aliens from registered voters list within 90 days of a primary or general election. And the statute's real clear. I'll quote it. It's one sentence. A state shall complete not later than 90 days prior to the date of a primary or general election for federal office any program the purpose of which is to systematically remove the names of ineligible voters from the official list of eligible voters, end quote. Now, it gives a few exceptions. If someone's been convicted of a significant crime that bars voting, or if someone's been determined to be mentally incapacitated, or someone's died, that's about it, okay?
Wow.
And the fact that non-citizens cannot be removed from our registered voters list in what is a pretty wide window when you're talking about 90 days before the general election and 90 days before primaries and runoffs. So that trap apparently has hit our Secretary of State. I don't know how Steve Marshall, the Alabama Attorney General, is going to address it. On the surface of it, if the statute holds up, well, then our Secretary of State can't do anything, period. End of subject, closed book case. However, if our Attorney General engages in some legal gymnastics, Phil, you've probably been known to do that. I've been known to do that. Clients pay us to do that. I would advance an equal protection or due process argument in court that says that this provision in the United States Code is unconstitutional insofar as it allows illegal aliens or other non-citizens to cancel the votes of American citizens. That ought to be a pretty good equal protection or due process argument.
I would agree. Absolutely.
But I don't know, you know, what judge we're going to get. If it's a Democrat judge, well, odds are we lose. If it's a Republican judge, I would hope that we win. But I'm losing faith in our judicial system when it comes to partisan matters.
Well, that losing faith is not unfounded, although I will say that if you can get something as far as SCOTUS nowadays, you seem to have a better fight in the conservative values piece. But I totally agree with you. I think this is something that can be looked at as a due process claim and the violation of the civil liberties of others. When that law was passed, what year did you say it was passed in?
1993.
Even since then, the advancements in technology that we have now compared to 1993 expedite the ability to do the things that maybe 90 days might have made more sense. We can do the same thing in 15 days now. But the reality is, what we're also looking at is the removal of people who are barred as a matter of law from casting a vote and therefore shouldn't even be on it. So what damages would they claim? I remember when I was a young lawyer, the boss telling me one time, always tell your clients they got to have two things. They got to have a true cause of action, but they've got to also have damages. And I cannot imagine what the federal government believes the damages are for people that weren't allowed to do what they're being told they can't do. It's a self-licking ice cream cone at that point.
It's a travesty, and I hate it that our two Alabama senators were instrumental in getting it passed, Richard Shelby and Hal Heflin.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think, though, what this shows me, and I said it earlier in the show, and give me your perspective on this with a couple minutes left. We've got, the constant effort for October surprise in the past was typically scandal. You described it pretty well. It typically came in a lot of times in the form of someone launching something from the outside so it couldn't be related to the campaign. It seemed to morph in recent years, and you had more like conscious efforts to do things openly, like the Steele dossier or the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop. But now we also see that October surprises can be official action levied against election laws and election integrity. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it can be, and this is another degradation of our republic, where the governments themselves at the state and federal level, the various bureaucracies, are being used as weapons.
Yep.
Against American citizens, against certain candidates who have whatever philosophy of government they may have. And so our own tax dollars are being used against us. I'm really not very optimistic about the direction in which our country is going, but that's because I'm not very optimistic about the willingness of the citizenry to do the homework that is necessary to discern what the truth is and what the best public policies are and which candidates are going to actually adhere to those. And I'm also not very optimistic that our news media is going to give accurate information to our voters so that they can make wise and informed decisions. So we're in one heck of a mess as a country.
Agree with that. All the more reason for the individual citizen to be responsible, keep their heads on a swivel, and do all they can in at least their own personal sphere. Well, I knew you'd have good commentary. Congressman Mo Brooks, we appreciate you as always. Thanks for making some time for us.
My pleasure. Have a blessed day.
All right, you too now. All right, we're taking a break right now. By the way, have a blessed day. Did you know that's considered to be just a really bad form now? Liberals call that out. That's later in the show. I got a whole article on that. Have a blessed day, though. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.